The day of the Lord. Folks will faint from fear and foreboding. The end of all we have known is upon us. Soon. Eventually, anyway. We don't really know when, I guess. But the day of the Lord is coming. Now, here at Hope Church, we've been talking a lot lately about upcoming changes to our life together. Our intention is to stop owning this building, maybe sell it, maybe give it away, because the burden of property management has become too much for us. I'd say it's largely swallowed up our ability to share the gospel, our ability to be the church in the ways that we would want to be. Now after that, maybe we'll still be here, renting this space or using this space. That's entirely possible. Maybe we'll move somewhere else. We have a lot of exciting options ahead of us, actually, believe it or not, a lot of exciting options. Even as uncertainty of what comes next definitely does bring anxiety and fear. Now, our lectionary in recent weeks has pointed toward end times, the day of the Lord, the return of Jesus. And today, our new church year in Advent continues to point in that direction. Over time, I've come to think of the upcoming changes to Hope Church as our own little day of the Lord. This is our own little Jesus coming back and changing everything, and nothing will be the same, even if some of things will be the same. Here's why it's like the day of the Lord for us. We know it's coming. We don't know when. It can be scary. And honestly, we feel a little bit like we're being judged in the day of the Lord. We feel like, you know, how did we come to this point? What are we doing here? Did we do everything right? Have we failed? Those are the kinds of questions that sneak in. I don't think we have failed. I don't think those anxieties and those worries are true. But it's okay to acknowledge them, that that's part of what we go through. Most importantly, the thing that makes our upcoming changes be like the day of the Lord to me is that we trust that this is something God is doing. It's not just happening. It's not just some random bad thing. It's not even something we're doing specifically. It's something that we trust that God is doing with us and for us here. And we are faithfully showing up to participate in God's transformation. That's how we understand what's going on here. God is leading us to a new faithfulness, or really to the same old faithfulness, but it'll look different for a little while. Maybe really different for a little while. After 100 years, in this place, this community, in this arrangement of things, God is doing something new with Hope Church. I say this every week. You must be tired of hearing me say it. But it's true. Thank you, Carol. Honestly, I need to be reminded every week, because doing this doesn't feel like normal pastoring. I don't know if you can tell by looking. Like, there's a usual way that we do things, that I do things, and this ain't it, okay? Just even for me. And for the rest of you, I know that's the same. I know it's true. And so I don't want you to feel alone in that. I don't want you to feel anxious. I mean, I'm going to feel a little anxious. I feel a little anxious, believe me. I just think it's important to acknowledge it and see that we're together in this and move forward together, because we are moving forward. Brings us finally to Jesus, not just speaking in today's gospel lesson, but really his whole story, his whole life, his death, his resurrection, his ascension. Do y'all remember the part of the story when Jesus dies? You remember that part? I know we're out of season, kind of ruining it, but it's the thing, right? We know this part when Jesus dies. Was that the end of the story? Why, no, it was not. As you all know, I like answering questions where everybody actually knows the answer. Isn't that nice for a change? No, I mean, what happened after Jesus died? He rose again. The thing is, we in this church are going through an ending, or maybe a series of endings. I don't really know what's ending. We haven't decided yet. We haven't discerned yet what it is even that's ending. But we know that endings are coming. And we know because we follow Jesus. We've been doing this our whole lives. We know his story. We know that the ending is never just the ending. The ending is a new beginning. That's a core part of the whole Jesus story, is that every ending is a new beginning. Every ending is a new beginning. God always has more love for us. God always has more relationship with us, no matter what ends. Even when life itself ends, that's not the end of our relationship with God. It's not the end of God's love for us. There's nothing that can stop God's love for us. It might change what it looks like or feels like to us, something, some endings. But nothing stops it. There's no end to God's love for us. That's the thing. That's the whole Jesus thing. That's why we get together. It's because we believe that. And then we see what happens next. So even as we prayerfully discern what endings will be coming for us in the near term, even as that happens, we will talk about the legacy of Hope Church. We will talk about the future of Hope Church. Because that's not what's ending. Now, I want to take a little detour into the thing that I actually wanted to talk about today, but you know how it is. This is Advent, after all. I get caught up in a few Advent-y things. Advent, as we know, is what? A time of waiting, a time of preparation, a time of expectation. How will we wait for the day of the Lord? How will we wait for the endings that are coming? And it turns out, I think a really helpful answer to those questions is right here in our second lesson from Thessalonians, believe it or not. It starts, "How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy that we feel?" And etc. How will we wait in this time of Advent? I know that I'm going to spend a significant portion of this waiting time being grateful to God for you, for each of you, for all of you, for this church. I've been talking about it all through this pandemic. The offering time, what do? We're not taking an offering. And so I said, well, let's think about what we're thankful for. And I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for you being the church. And as we move toward whatever's happening, whatever's coming, move toward our endings and our new beginnings, I'm ever more grateful that you're willing to walk along with me, that you're putting up with this conversation week after week. I'm grateful that you've found ways to be the church, that you've found ways to love and serve God and one another, whether it's just by wearing masks or whether it's by things that look more familiar, caring for people, doing the things that we do. You've found ways to be the church, to be faithful in your own lives, in your own relationships, in your families, in your community, in this church. And I'm grateful for all of that. We can do what God wants us to do, even when it's a difficult thing, maybe especially when it's a difficult thing. You've proven that. You've showed that in the last couple of years of this pandemic. And I'm grateful for you. I encourage you also to be grateful. Maybe for the kinds of things that I was just talking about. But maybe, you know, as we approach the kinds of endings we're talking about here with this, our relationship with this building changing, it may be worth being grateful for the experiences you've had in this community, in this place. Be grateful for the 100 years of ministry that has happened here in this form. Be grateful for those who brought you into this church, who welcomed you here, who showed you the way. Be grateful for all the times you saw Jesus in this community, in your own experience. And be grateful for what God has done for you in your own life. In your own, maybe stories we don't even know. Maybe we should know. Be grateful for what God has done for you. That's the beginning of the way that we wait. Because we remember what God has done and we trust that God will continue to be with us, that God will continue to do for us as God has in the past. Loving us, welcoming us, creating space for us, even when we thought there was no way that God would have a place for us. Also from Thessalonians, we read, abound in love for one another and for all. This is not an easy time. I've just been talking about all this like intra-Hope Church stuff, which is not an easy time. But then around us in the whole rest of the world, the pandemic is still a hurricane all around us in this community. In some places, it seems to have dissipated a bit, but here the winds are howling. Our political situation in this country is precarious at best. I'm not even going to get into that, but perhaps more locally, the police officer who killed George Floyd has been convicted, just as an example, but the three officers who watched that happen haven't even gone to trial yet. Like, that whole story is still ongoing. It's still an open wound locally here in this community. It's something we shouldn't forget. So all of those things, along with all the church stuff that I've been talking about, and then whatever's going on in your life. There's probably things in your own life that you're worried about or concerned about that we haven't even got time to talk about right now. Let's try to find time, make the time to talk about those things with the people that you need to talk with them about. Because the things, I mean, for me, like my shoulder doesn't work right. I can't raise my arm up in the air. It's been for weeks. It might last a year. I don't know. I got to get an MRI this week. It's a whole thing, right? I need a haircut because I can't do my hair because I can't reach it, right? Like, that's not super serious, but like Nancy knows. It's not good either, right? Like, there's things that we have to worry about, right? Little things and big things. There's a lot to worry about, okay? And we all have it. And just because the world is on fire doesn't mean that your personal struggles and concerns and worries don't matter. They do matter. They matter to us and they matter to God. Okay? And so, I mean, there's no better time, and maybe we've learned this over the last couple of years, there's no better time to remember to love one another. Okay? To check in on each other. Maybe with a call or a text or not an email, don't do that. Or a card or a hug. Check in on one another. Care for one another. Find a way to listen to each other's stories. Because there's a lot going on, and we're all carrying a lot right now. As Hope Church goes through this process of endings and new beginnings, it's important that we not leave anybody behind. And already, I mean, that's a very real concern, right? Those of you who show up here week after week and listen to me tell the same story week after week, I feel like you're mostly, kind of able to keep up with what's going on here. You're kind of understanding where we are. Those of us who aren't able to be here every week are having a harder time figuring out what's coming for Hope Church and being comfortable with that. I think that's just the nature of the thing. If you're not there for the conversation, if you're not seeing other people and able to sort of talk about it and listen about it, it's not going to be as easy. And so we who are hearing me now, if you're hearing me now, you've heard this before plenty of times, reach out to those in the church who are not here, who haven't been able to be here. Ask questions. Ask how they're doing. Ask how their life is. Ask what they think of what's going on in the church or the world. I don't know. If you can spare that energy to do that, please do so. Check in on one another. Love one another. That's part of what we read from Paul in the Thessalonians. We are in this together. All of this. Any of this. We are in this together. That, again, is the point of being the church, is that you're not alone. Okay. God has so much in store for us, church. God has so much in store for us. We're not going to like all of it. I'm not going to like all of it, because that's how it goes. There will be endings, but there will be beginnings. We look forward with hope to what God has in store for us, for our future. In this time, as Hope Church, we get to ask the question, what is our next beginning going to look like? We get to ask that question even after all this time together. It's, in its way, it's a unique privilege. What will we do when we are set free from the burden of property management? I know Larry's got some ideas what he wants to do when he's set free from the burden of property management. What will we do when we are set free to love God and love our neighbor in a new way? We get to dream about that now. It's a new beginning for us, for our church. We get to hope for a different kind of faithful future, and that can be a blessing. So we return one last time to our gospel lesson for today. So amid everything that's going on, when you see the signs, and the signs are all around us, that the day of the Lord has come near, Jesus says, stand up, raise up your heads. Your redemption is drawing near. Love one another. Give thanks. The Lord is coming near. Amen.